We all can have the visual of a copy machine spitting out pages heated with toner. No, the first print will always look better than a later copy of it. A copy of a copy of a copy. The longer that line goes, the worse the print will be. I think this is at times the way we can think of our faith life. Having received it from this person who had received it from that person and on until eventually, hopefully, we get to Jesus. In a sense, Martin Luther's famous Reformation was made possible by the printing press, but it was really a copy machine critique. The faith lived out was not the faith of the master. This might be a normal way of looking at it, but it's not quite correct. Our picture of faith might look a little blurry from time to time, but there still exist channels right to the Lord. Today we hear one: forgiveness. Stephen may have known Jesus himself, it's unclear, but he certainly knew Jesus' forgiveness. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Stephen's dying words recorded this morning. He didn't just know Jesus said something similar from the cross. He knew in his faith life, in his prayer, in his works, this Jesus. This is the Jesus we encounter this morning in liturgy, forgiving us of our sins in the penitential rite, feeding us with his body and blood. This is not some unfocused copy passed down. This is a place to be filled with Jesus' mercy, love, his gifts, so that we can better share them. May we find those forgiving words today, not just echoing what was long passed down, but filling our throats with Jesus' words himself. We encounter the source here and now, much more than a mere copy. Lord, do not hold their sins against them.